More than 1,000 Africans and people from international communities attended the Dakar International Conference. Senegal President Macky Sall says African leaders, top officials, civilians and military experts come to the forum to learn how to work together to safeguard peace and security across the continent.
No country can face environmental and health perils, organized crimes, piracy and cybercrime alone. These and others are all cross-border challenges. National responsibility, international solidarity, and collective solidarity mean that peace and security in Africa are integral to world peace and security. We must therefore continue to identify the internal and external causes of conflicts on the continent and assess the effectiveness of national response, peace operations, and other mechanisms for the peaceful resolution of disputes.
Sall says while COVID-19 cases are falling in some parts of the world, the appearance of the new variant in several countries indicates that people in all countries must be vigilant. He says the pandemic has dealt a severe blow to the economic growth of the continent, leading to a drastic drop in revenge and unexpected increase in spending on health and socio-economic resilience, which increased the budget deficits of many African countries since they lack the financial instruments to mitigate the impact of the crisis. Sall says Africa needs to be resilient and combative in the face of adverse effects of the health and economic crisis.
We need to rethink global economic governance to favor the conditions for financing Africa's emergence. In my view, the reforms must focus on at least six areas. One, relax QECD rules for export credit loans and lengthen maturity dates for financing development infrastructure projects. Two, correct the rules for assessing investment risks in Africa, since the perception of BRICS is still higher than the actual risk, which increases insurance premiums and reduces the competitiveness of our economics. Three, further promote blended financing, combining concessional and commercial financing.
Sall says African leaders should simplify the procedures for examining project financing while respecting the rules of transparency. He says African leaders also must ensure that taxes are paid in the country where the wealth is created. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says if Africa does not deal with the after effects of the coronavirus pandemic, it will affect the peace and security of the continent.
We need to drive innovative and sustainable economic strategies that not only enables recovery from the pandemic, but that also advance the industrialization and economic integration objectives of the African Union's Agenda 2063.
Ramaphosa says many African countries are physically constrained due to increased expenditures to mitigate the impact of COVID-19. He says lockdowns, job losses and business closures have hurt the economies of many countries. He says even though economic growth on the continent is expected to increase by 3.4% in 2021 and 4% in 2022, much more needs to be done to achieve Africa's economic goals.
Africa has to be resilient in withstanding global crises of this nature, and we have the resources and the collective skills that are needed for economic and social emergency. We must deepen trade and investment between African countries. The Africa Continental Free Trade Area will be a big enabler in this regard. Our focus must be on job creation, supporting and growing African businesses, and creating a favorable climate for investments in all our countries.
Ramaphosa says Africa must focus on meeting sustainable development goals, especially on universal health care and the eradication of poverty. He notes that much of Africa's population remains unvaccinated.
We have to strengthen measures towards self-reliance as a people of Africa and as the entire continent, particularly when it comes to access to vaccines. However, vaccine nationalism and inequitable access has resulted in less than I would say 7% of the continent's population being vaccinated today. What continues to greatly disadvantage us is that our local vaccine manufacturing capability covers only 1% of vaccines needed on the continent.
Ramaphosa sees some African countries, including South Africa, Senegal and Kenya, have the capacity to manufacture vaccines and should be allowed to do so. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino in Dakar, Senegal.